Well, he worked on the railroad. Yeah, my father-in-law worked in on the railroad. He was quite a railroad man.
And your husband was a
farmer.
Let's see. Now, do you know anything about his social contacts or ethnic ancestry? Your husband's, or he belonged to anything here?
Not here too much, huh? Because there wasn't anything here. You see, we hadn't had too much, just the grains and different. There was just not very much here. Everybody was so busy trying to make a living, you know,
yeah,
that we didn't.
And the name. That's English.
I don't know. That's for sure.
I think it is because I have a great great grandfather whose name was.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's. There's a lot of them. I got a letter from an outfit the other day that is selling books on the name. But they want $26 for it, and I wasn't interested.
Well, that's a lot of money for each name.
Yeah, you aren't kidding.
All right, well, that's great. Let's talk a little more about this. We'll move into the linguistic or the language part of this, and I'll always keep asking you questions about the family history, because I guess that's pretty good. What did you call, you mentioned your mother and your father. Did you call them by any other names other than mother and father?
Well, my mother's name was Clara,
mm-hmm.
and my dad's name was Wilson, but they called him Dick, and that was a nickname, you know.
Uh-huh. But you as children called them?
We just called them Mom and Pop.
I see. Okay. And what about your grandparents? Did you have names for them? What did you call them?
Just Grandpa and Grandma.
I see.
And my mother my mother's folks lived in Alma, and they he farmed. That's what they had, was cattle, and they'd have a few sheep. You know, most all of them did, just to have wool and mutton and lamb, you know, and they lived in the same house as they moved at Alma, but it burnt down in the later years. My mother and dad, my grandpa and grandma both lived to be really old. My grandma was 91 when she died, and I don't think my grandpa was quite that old. I think he was around 89 or something.
So you're almost assured quite a few more years then.
Well, my whole family's that way. There was 15 children in my grandma's family. My mother was one of 15 children. And they all lived to be up in their 80s and 90s. Well, there was two died in infancy. And one died, he had two girls. It was probably about 8 and 10 when he died. And then the rest of them all lived to be up in their 80s and 90s.
And those are the days without much health care.
Well, we just very slim, but
yeah.
Everybody tried to keep clean, you know. They took a bath in the tub. And
it's the best place.
Oh, it was a rough life, I'll tell you for sure. If you could live through that, well, but I say, I still think it's the best life in the world for people. You know, we didn't have things going on in those days that we're having now. Nothing. We never even heard of it.
Like what?
Everything. Just everything. These people that are living together, not married, I think that's the worst curse. I'll tell you, this United States is in for one big downfall. Because anymore, you don't know who, you just don't know who your folks are at all. There's just, everybody lives together and... I'll tell you, it's maybe you don't believe that way, but
I tell you,
and that's just the way it's been. And when we lived, we lived just like the coyotes. We run us kids, you know. We'd get out over these hills, and wherever there was an empty house, we'd go and jump down the stairs and go swimming in the irrigating ditch, and we really had a good life. It wasn't a rich life or anything, but we enjoyed every bit of it. We was all healthy, though, every one of us. But, of course, we've had a lot of trouble in our family